Thanks.
Okay, well, that's quite a mouthful there. So you said actions such as these suggest otherwise, suggest meaning that they suggest they're not interested in talks and they're going to go ahead with some kind of a, what action are you talking about?
One, the actions I've just pointed to. The fact that Russia continues to engage in disinformation campaigns.
You made an allegation that they might do that. Have they actually done it?
What we know, Matt, is what I have just said, that they have engaged in this activity, in this planning activity.
Because
obviously this is not the first time we've made these reports public. You'll remember that just a few weeks ago.
I'm sorry. Made what report public?
If you let me finish, I will tell you what report we made public. We told you a few weeks ago that we have information indicating Russia also has already prepositioned a group of operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. So that, Matt, to your question, is an action that Russia has already taken.
It's an action that you say that they have taken, but you have shown no evidence to confirm that. And I'm going to get to the next question here, which is, what is the evidence that they... I mean, this is like crisis actors, really? This is like Alex Jones territory you're getting into now. What evidence do you have to support the idea that there is some propaganda film in the making?
Matt, this is derived from information known to the U.S. government, intelligence information that we have declassified. I think you know...
Okay, well, where is it? Where is this information?
It is intelligence information that we have declassified.
Well, where is it? Where is the declassified information?
I just delivered it.
No, you made a series of allegations and statements.
Would you like us to print it out, the topper? Because you will see a transcript of this briefing that you can print out for yourself.
That's not evidence, Ned. That's you saying it. That's not evidence. I'm sorry.
What would you like, Matt?
I would like to see some proof that you can show that the Russians are doing this. Ned, I've been doing this for a long time.
I know, that was my point. You have been doing this for quite a while. You know that when we declassify intelligence information, we do so with an eye to protecting sources and methods.
Kabul is not going to fall. I remember a lot of things. So where is the declassified information other than you coming out here and saying...
Matt, I'm sorry you don't like the format, but we have declassified...
It's not the format, it's the content.
I'm sorry you are doubting the information that is in the possession of the U.S. government. What I'm telling you is that this is information that's available to us. We are making it available to you in order for a couple reasons. One is to attempt to deter the Russians from going ahead with this activity. Two, in the event we're not able to do that, in the event the Russians do go ahead with this, to make it clear as day, to lay bare the fact that this has always been an attempt on the part of the Russian Federation to fabricate a pretext.
Yeah, but you don't have any evidence to back it up other than what you're saying. It's like you're saying, we think we have information the Russians may do this, but you won't tell us what the information is.
That is the idea behind deterrence, Matt.
It is our hope that the Russians don't go forward with this. You say, I just gave it to you. But that's not the idea of deterrence. We are trying to deter the Russians from moving forward with this type of activity.
That is why we're making it public today. If the Russians don't go forward with this, that is not... ipso facto, an indication that they never had plans to do so.
But then it's unprovable. My God, what is the evidence that you have that suggests that the Russians are even planning this?
I'm not saying
that they're not, but you just come out and say this and expect us just to believe it without you showing a shred of evidence that it's actually true. Other than when I ask, or when anyone else asked, what's the information? You said, well, I just gave it to you, which was just you making a statement.
Matt, you said yourself, you've been in this business for quite a long time. You know that when we make information, intelligence information public, we do so in a way that protects sensitive sources and methods. You also know that we do so, we declassify information only when we're confident in that information.
If you doubt the
credibility of the U.S. government, of the British government, of other governments, and want to find solace in information that the Russians are putting out, That is for you to do.
I'm not asking what the Russian government is putting out. And what do you mean, what is it supposed to mean?
The video, because